Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Tuesday of Holy Week. Our reading comes from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." And from the Gospel of John, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me."
Think of a time when you have observed a fire hose in action. It might have been as you watch firefighters attending a fire in real life or on TV. You may have participated in a drill at work as your building's fire officer tries to prepare you and your colleagues for some unlooked-for fire-related event. Imagine trying to drink out of that hose while it is fully activated. Could you even bring your mouth close enough to take a sip? It is water, but too much for us to take it directly. Or think of another water-related image. One day, St. Augustine was walking along the seashore, trying to find the words he needed to describe the reality of God as the Trinity. His words were failing him, even though he knew that everything he had written to date about the Trinity was true. He was encountering the fact that our words about God will always pale into insignificance beside the reality that is God. Describing God is like taking a sip from a fire hose at full bore. As Augustine considered his situation, he saw a young boy working on a hole in the sand with a tiny spoon. He stood and watched for a while as the boy went backwards and forwards to the sea, bringing the water he could put into his spoon back to the hole to fill it up. Intrigued, Augustine asked him what he was doing. "Trying to put the sea into the hole," the boy replied. "But you cannot do that," said Augustine. "No matter how hard you try, the sea won't fit in there. And neither will you ever be able to use your words to describe the reality of the Trinity," said the boy. And he disappeared.
Putting the word into practice.
We cannot drink from a fire hose and will never get the sea into the hole we have made for it. Attempts to try will inevitably leave us unsatisfied, feeling inadequate and possibly knocked over. None of us is exempt from this experience. Isaiah struggles with feeling inadequate and unsure. Jesus considers what it means to be part of something that will cost him everything. But all is not lost. You cannot put the sea into a child's spoon, but you can put the spoon into the sea. Coming to understand how we are called to respond to God is probably one of the most challenging aspects of the Christian spiritual life. Most of us are well formed in the misunderstanding that God exists to help us with our plans and to achieve our ends. We have dug the hole we call our lives and asked God to fill it for us. But God is both a raging torrent and a gentle stream beside which we can walk. He holds back, waiting for us to understand that we are to throw ourselves into Him instead of waiting for Him to pour Himself into us.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.